Surprisingly, that person is not the Pharisee.
可是很奇妙的那个对话的对象并不是法利赛。
Or perhaps the person need to be a Jew.
也许对话的对象是一个本族的犹太人。
Who understand their tradition and their belief system throughout generations.
他能够明白他们的传统，他们生活的习惯。
And yet this is not the Jew.
但是很奇妙的。
Or perhaps someone who has prestige, who has a very high learned degree.
那也许对话的对象是一些有名望、有地位、有学问的人。
And yet, this is not the person.
但是奇妙的是也不是这样的人。
It happened to be a morally immoral person who happened to be someone's mistress.
很有意思的，这个对话的对象其实是一个道德上有问题的。那我们现在的话说叫小三。
Or someone who despised as a Jew, they were considered those people as a low class Gentile or foreigner.
其实也是当时的犹太人他们最看不起的外邦人。
This passage happened to be recorded in John chapter 4.
这段的对话记载在约翰福音的第四章。
And just the recording is that Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman who happened to draw water from a well.
那这段对话是关于耶稣和一个撒玛利亚的妇人的对话。那当时撒玛利亚妇人正要从井边取水。
Now I want to thank Brother TC who had laid a very strong biblical foundation last month about this passage.
那我也感谢弟兄，那上个月在讲道当中，有为这段的经文打起了很好的属灵的一个基础。
Now we have to consider this one is Samaritan woman who is a foreigner, who is immoral, who is low in the status, and here is Jesus, Son of God, who truly understands the divine knowledge from the Lord.
我们看到这个对话的对象。 一方面是撒玛利亚的妇人，她是被犹太人看不起的外族人，她也是一个有道德问题的人。但是对话的另外一方面是主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他神的儿子，他明白神的所有的旨意。This
is two totally different people. How could anything spark out of this? How can anything meaningful generate out of their dialogue?
这好像是属于两个完全不同的世界的人。 他们之间怎么能够有很好的对话呢?
You know, we like to watch some debate, like Obama and Romney.
我们很多时候我们可能也许会喜欢看 Obama 和 Romney 他们之间的一个辩论。
Because they are the top-notch leaders from both political party.
因为他们是他们两个政党里面的政治的顶尖人物。
Or perhaps we are in the technology field. We like to watch the conversation Bill Gates had with Steve Jobs.
那也许我们是做功课的，我们可能喜欢看Bill Gates和Steve
Jobs他们的对话。Because they are genius, they are entrepreneur.
因为他们真是天才，他们是创业者。And
yet, the Gospel of John, the author decided to take the dialogue between this woman, who have no knowledge, considered a low class, a Gentile, and make the record down the conversation between the woman and Jesus.
但是在约翰福音这一章，我们记载的这段对话，却是介乎于一个主耶稣基督和撒玛利亚妇人这个最被人看不起的外邦人、外邦女人之间的对话。They
have seven exchanges altogether.
他们之间对大概有七句的对话。The
first six exchange are the conversations between them.
那前面的七句、六句的对话是他们之间的一个。 对话。
The very last one of Jesus' word is a proclamation.
那最后的一句话是主耶稣基督他的一个宣告。
And the last response from the woman is her response.
那最后一个就是这个撒玛利亚妇人的他的一个回应。
So let's see what is John trying to convey to us.
那我们来一起来看看，约翰他在这个地方要告诉我们一个什么样的道理，证明。
In order to do that, I would like to do some conversation between the two, if we could.
那如果可以的话呢，我们想来模拟一下当时的对话情形。
How about this? I will ask this side to be Jesus first.
那我们要在这一边左手边的就扮演
And this side, you are a Samaritan woman. We are going to speak in Chinese first, and we respond in Chinese. Then I'm going to reverse the role. You will be Jesus, you will be Samaritan woman in English. Perhaps we can memorize this very exciting dialogue because this is the most, again, the most lengthy dialogue in the entire gospel. Alright, now, 这边请我们讲中文的耶稣的对话开始，好，请一起讲。
请你给我水喝。
Now you speak in English. Okay, English. Who it is that asks you for a drink? You would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Now this side, please. <音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音> 人喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，所赐的水要在它里头成为源头，直到永生。 Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
I can see that your fathers worship the Muslims, but you Jews can't ask place you must worship as Jews.
好，现在这个比较难，也许就是我们台上，我们台上来，如果你们可以看得到的话，就好，我们如果看得到，我们就一起念，妇人。 你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来，时候到了，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。 这边也许比较very hard to read, so I'm going to read out loud from here. All right. Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jew. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Okay, English. Oh, 我们稍微来看看他们中间两个的对话哈。Oh, I'm sorry. So let us just briefly look over and watch over how they converse to one another.
好，我们来看看他们两个之间的对话。
We know in the beginning, Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for water.
我们看到一开始主耶稣问这个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝。
And her response is, you know, I picked this certain time.Of the day, the hottest moment of the day to draw water for a reason. I want to avoid any social contact with anyone in the town.
我们看到这撒玛利亚的夫人，她的反应是说，我好不容易挑了这个最热的大太阳的时候出来打水，我就是不希望和别的人有接触。
Because there is something in my life, I'm afraid I will become the mocker.Of others.
因为我不希望成为别人，因为我私生活的缘故，不想被成为他人挪业的对象。
先换一个麦克。Now I tried the hardest I could, try to avoid people, and now I come to here.Find a person is trying to talk to me.
好了，我尽了很大的力，想来避免和人接触，但是现在却有人来跟我说话。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道是这样的情形呢？
What we found is that this Samaritan woman tried her hardest way, try not to talk to Jesus.
我们看到这个撒玛利亚妇人，她尽最大的努力，想避免和主耶稣来交谈。
When Jesus said, "Could you give me some water?"
当主耶稣对他说，你能给我一些水喝吗？
She could simply say, "Yes, I could," or "No, I don't want to."
她可以很简短的回答说，可以，没问题，或者说不行。
And yet she answered, "You are a Jew. How could you ask me, a Samaritan woman, for water?"
但是我们看到她的回答却是。你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人，你怎么能要问我要水喝呢？
Because Jews consider Samaritan as unclean race.
我们看到在当时，撒玛利亚人在犹太人眼中是不洁净的人，外邦人。
Whatever they touch, the Jews better not to touch it.
不论是撒玛利亚人他们碰到了什么样的东西，犹太人就不会再去接触。
And women are considered also a lower class than their Jewish men.
那在当时的情形下，那女人更是被看作是下一等的人。
Between Jews and Samaritans, they don't even share utensils together.
那
and vessels together.
犹太人和撒玛利亚人他们之间，他们的工具、他们的用具都不同共同使用。
Now this Samaritan woman think, well, you ask me for water. Now I'm going to use my vessel to draw the water. What will happen?
那这个撒玛利亚就想说，你是犹太人，你问我要水喝，但是如果我用我的这个桶子来提水的话，会发生什么样的事情呢？
So later on, if I give you the water, you may turn around and say, this water is dirty.
也许如果把水给你的话，你可能会回过我说，这个水是不洁净的。
There's full of resentment in her heart.
在她的心中有这样的一个痛苦的地方。
And she decided to reject the conversation and try to deny and try to separate the conversation as much as she could.
她很想要拒绝这样的交谈。
And then she continued on and started to have doubts about Jesus' reply.
但接下来我们看到她开始对主耶稣她的问题有产生了怀疑。
Because Jesus continued to reply saying, you know there's a living water. If you ask God, you will get this living water.
因为主耶稣对她说你知道有这生命的活水。如果你求的话就可以得到这生命的活水。
And you can continue to have water.
你可以有一直得到这样生命的活水。
Now this Samaritan woman start to wonder what was Jesus talking about. Then he said, how could you be greater than my ancestor Jacob?
那这个时候撒玛利亚的妇人就在思索耶稣所对她说的话，她心中的怀疑是，你难道比我们的祖宗雅各还大吗？
Because the very well they are trying to draw water from has been there for 2,000 years.
因为他们要提水取水的那个井在那个地方已经存在了两千年。
Hasn't dried up.
2,000
years.
两千年的井他们的水还没有干渴。
Surely this is a divine gift from God to our ancestor Jacob. Are you greater than my ancestor Jacob that you can have another well can last more than 2,000 years?
那这是神赐给他们的祖先雅各的。他的心中想到说你比我们的祖先雅各还大吗？可以有一口井能够两千年还不干渴吗？
Then Jesus continued on, which provoked this woman's interest even more. Then she turned around and said, really, if there's such water, could you give me such water?
那我们看到主耶稣的回答让这个撒玛利亚妇人她产生了很多的兴趣好奇。她会说如果有真的有这样的生命的活水你能给我吗？
Now Jesus continued on and said, go and ask your husband to come back to me.
耶稣就对她说去把你的丈夫叫来。
And the woman started to talk about something else. Talk about religion. Talk about tradition. Talk about Jews. Talk about Samaritans. The difference between the two.
我们看这个时候撒玛利亚妇人就开始环顾左右而言她。她开始讨论她的宗教的信仰，讨论他们的传统，讨论犹太人和撒玛利亚人的区别。
Because the Samaritan woman said, hey, wait a minute. You are getting too close to my private space. Please keep distance.
因为这个时候撒玛利亚妇人她感到说哎，要等一等，因为你已经涉及到我那些私生活的问题。
So she starts saying I have no husband. And she starts to dance around the topic saying, you know my ancestor, you know perhaps there's a Messiah, perhaps he is the savior of the world.
所以她开始环顾左右而言她开谈论说也许你们有一个救主，讨论一些宗教的问题，而不想触及到自己私生活的问题。
However, at the end, there is a total transformation at the end of this conversation.
但是我们看到在这个对话的最后有这样一个巨大的一个转变。
At the end, the Samaritan woman turned around, go to the town, say, wonderful, incredible, something happened, I met someone.
那最后我们看到撒玛利亚妇人她离开这里后，她到她的城镇里面跟她周围的人说，哇，这是很奇妙的事情，我遇到了人，一个很奇妙的人。
She was in awe.And she accepted, and then she proclaimed that Jesus had known everything about her.
她完全的顺服折服，她也接受，她到处宣告说，主耶稣知道她的一切。
The more amazing thing is how when other people heard about this, they also believed in Jesus.
更奇妙的是，当别的人听到撒玛利亚妇人所说的一切以后，他们也开始相信主耶稣是他们的主。
Through the conversation, we understand this woman at least had 6 men in her life.
那从这段对话当中，我们可以看到，这撒玛利亚的妇人，她至少在她生命中有6个男人。
So, most likely, she was the talk of the town.
所以大家很不会觉得奇怪，她可能是他们城镇里面所有人的一个讨论。
Probably a lot of people know what happened to her and what's her desire, and she is a professional mistress.
可能大家都在讨论说她是怎么样的一个光景，她是一个职业的小三。
When this woman approached, all the women say, "Protect your husband."
也许当这个撒玛利亚夫人走进的时候，当地的所有的女人可能会说，哇，赶快看好你的男人。
Culture at the time, I believe many people already know what happened to her.
我想在当时那个情形下，那个撒玛利亚周围的人都知道这样的一个妇人，这样一个撒玛利亚的妇人是什么样的。
So what's the big deal if the woman go to the town and say, Hey, you know what? Someone know about my past?
所以这有什么好好奇的呢？如果他到城镇里面去说我看到有一个人他知道了我所做的一切，这有什么好奇的吗？
Just like today, the director of CIA is announcing to the world, You know, I find out someone know about my mistress' life.
那就像今天的这个情形，好像 CIA 的这个的总的头子，他到处去说有人知道了我有小三的这个事情，那这有什么好奇的吗？
Excuse me, FBI already announced to the world.
但是其实没有什么，因为 FBI 早就把这样的事情已经告知了全世界。
However, what amazing is this woman used to hide herself and isolate herself to the social circle.
但是让大家觉得吃惊的是，今天这个撒玛利亚妇人她已经不再是躲躲藏藏的伪装自己。
She take down her mask.
她脱下了她的面具。
And all the masquerade and facade, she told everyone, "Hey, someone knows about my past."
她脱下她自己的伪装，她到处去宣扬说有人知道她的过去。
How did this happen?
这到底是发生了什么样的事情，让他有这样的转变呢？
Why there's such a transformation? What did Jesus said?
为什么会有这样的转变？主耶稣到底是怎么样说的，能够让他有这样的转变呢？
So until this point, we better focus a very particular verse before the conversation.
那我们在这个时候，我们先来特别的注意一下其中的有些对话。
Verse 4, before the conversation,
在第四节在对话之前
it said, now he, who is Jesus, must go through Samaria.
这里有第四节有说到必须这里说主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Now this is very interesting.
这是非常有趣的一个事情。
Now Jesus has passing from north to Jerusalem several times.
我们看到主耶稣基督在这个南北这个旅行了好几次。
Now he can choose any road he chose. Chooses.
他的行程可以有不同的道路可以走。
But right here, a very unusual word, must, was placed in the text.
在这个地方我们看到他用了一个很特别的词，是必须。
What does it mean, must?
这个必须有什么样的含义？
You know, all different companies, they will choose.A particular time on Sunday during Super Bowl to announce their product during the Super Bowl commercial time.
我们知道很多的公司，他们刻意会选在超级杯比赛的时候去发布他们的新产品的这个消息。
No matter how much price they need to pay, they will pay for it.
不论他们要付上多大的代价，他们都愿意花这个钱。
Because they know at that time, at that channel, their product.Can be shown to a lot of audience.
因为他们知道，在那个时候，在那个频道，他们的产品可以为世人所知道。
The companies must show their product at Super Bowl commercial time.
所以我们看到这些公司，他们必须在超级杯的比赛的时候去把他们的产品介绍给大家。
When I was young, I was riding in a school bus.
当我还在年轻的时候，我有次在校车坐在校车上。
And one time the school bus need to wait another student, so we were park around the corner for quite some time.
有一次那个校车要在那里等接别的学生，所以在一个拐角的那个地方停了一阵子。
Interestingly, I found out a young man, of course much older than me at the time, a young man wearing a military uniform, extremely handsome.It was hiding around the corner.
那时候我就看到一个穿军装一个大哥哥长得也非常的潇洒，他躲在那个巷子那个角落后面。
You know, I was a young boy. I was watching him. I felt very interesting, very funny.
那我这个小孩子那时候我就看到他这个情形，我觉得非常的好奇。
As he turned a little bit, I find out there's a bouquet on his hand.
那我刚刚稍微转一点身的时候，我发现他后面其实是有
So as I was on the corner, I'm able to see both streets. Then on the other side, I saw a very beautiful young lady is coming. Now I realized this military young man was trying to surprise her.
那个时候我就知道了，这穿军装的大哥哥是想要给他的女朋友一个惊喜。
He knows her life pattern.
因为他知道他女朋友每天的行程。
He must be at that corner to present the surprise to the woman.
他必须在那个拐角那里等着他的女朋友，而且给他一个惊喜。
August 11th this year.
那在今年的8月11号。
It was a Saturday.
是一个星期六的日子。
And David among us prepared that day. Somehow he recognized Carol's daily routine on that day. And therefore he arranged the music band ready. With camera crew ready. And including all the food and meal.
不但是照相机准备好了，而且包括一些食物也都准备好。
And he contacted all of his friends he could and let them know to be there.
他也告诉了很多的朋友，所有的朋友，告诉他们说去参加这样的一个聚会。
And he checked the weather before, like a few days before and hours before.
那他在几天以前，然后几个小时之前，他一直都在看这个天气的状况。
Because over there, which is on the Hudson Bridge Walkway,
因为在那个地方，也在Hudson Bridge Walkway那个地方，
he has something very important to say to Carol.
他有很重要的话要告诉婉玲姐妹。
He must make that happen.
他必须在那个时候让这样的事情发生。
He is going to say, Carol, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life.
因为他在那个时刻对婉玲姐妹说，我要爱你一生。
He must be there.
他必须在那个时候在那个地方。
This day, Jesus must go through Samaria.
同样的，这一天。
I believe the reason he's going through there because there's a very important appointment he had in mind. During high noon, all of his disciples went to town to buy food. Jesus sat right next to the well.
主耶稣独自坐在井旁。
And here comes the Samaritan woman.
那这个时候，撒玛利亚妇人就来打水。
Jesus must be there.
耶稣必须在那个地方，在那个时刻。
He started to try to break into this conversation. He asked for water.
他就开始和撒玛利亚妇人要有这样的交谈，他就问撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
It was Jesus who initiated, say, I want to talk to you.
是主耶稣他开始了这样的对话。
Is that true happened to our life?
这是不是也发生在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的生命当中？
It's not we talk to Jesus.
不是我们对神说话。
He seek for us.
是他来寻找我们。
He must somehow standing at a place in your life because He had a divine appointment one-on-one with you.
他必然出现在我们生命当中，因为他和我们有一个属灵的重要的约会。
And continued to tell the woman,
那主耶稣继续对撒玛利亚妇人说，
Please don't depend on the material thing of the world.
不要把你的一切都建立在你身边的属世的物质上。
You will continue to be thirsty.
因为那样的话，你会永远的会渴。
Don't depend on the relationship of the world.
不要把你的一切都建立在你的客人的关系上。
You will continue to be thirsty.
因为你还会要渴。
Don't try to pursue the goals in the world because you will continue to be thirsty. Come to me, I have living water for you. The only thing you need to do, just ask. Yet the woman tried to dance around. She started to talk about cultural differences. She started to talk about the religious belief differences. We are different race. We worship God differently. But Jesus said it doesn't matter. You need living water. Actually, the conversation between the woman and Jesus is the same conversation as Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. The conversation, the essence of the conversations, they are exactly the same. No matter how you want to try to get out of your real life and try to shield yourself and try to isolate yourself or try not to face your own sin, it won't solve your true problem in your life. No matter how godly you think you are, how much merit you do for God outside, it doesn't matter. It won't fulfill your desire, deep desire in your heart. And Jesus said, I know you, I want to enter your life, I know everything about you, let me be your well.
主耶稣说，我知道你，我知道你生命中所你心里所有的需要，让我进入你的心，成为你的生命的活水。
Jesus said, I know you, I know you, I know you.
主耶稣说，我知道你，我了解你，我了解你。
What does it mean?
这有什么样的含义？
2 months ago, a pastor's wife happened to visit a church in Long Island, and I know that church in Long Island as well. Now they have a praying session with the teenagers in the Long Island church. As that pastor's wife start to pray for the teenagers, she came to a girl who happened to be the pastor's daughter of that church. As she started to pray, all of a sudden she heard a voice from above. And the voice say, tell her that she loves art. So as pastor's wife saying, start to pray and saying, you know, God loves you and God knows you love art. You know what happened? She burst out crying. Do you understand why she cried? You know, when I first heard this, I was kind of remote. I say, this girl is too young, too emotional.
那我刚开始听到这个故事的时候，我会说啊，这个女孩子是太年轻了，她的情绪真是太情绪化了。
All of a sudden, I remember one experience I had myself.
但是也就在那个时候，我让我回想起我自己所经历过的一件事情。
I have shared this with you before.
我可能有跟你们有分享过。
About 17 years ago.
大概在17年前。
I drove to Flushing.
那我开车去 Flushing。
And I park right next to my father's house.
那我就把车停在我爸爸的，就
A man came to me and said, you know, my father is ill and he's in Long Island Hospital. Could you lend me some money so I can go take a taxi to see my father? You got to be kidding me. You know, my mom grew up in Hong Kong. My father grew up in Shanghai. I grew up in Taipei and grew up in New York City. You're trying to call me?
那个时候我就想说啊，我的爸爸是在上海长大。那我的母亲在香港，我自己是在台湾台北出生，然后我在纽约长大。你还想来欺骗我吗
？And all of a sudden, there's a verse saying, you know, always help, always trust.
啊，那这个时候就一个声音好像对我说。你要帮助他人，你要相信他。
So I gave him the taxi money.
啊，所以我就给了他一些钱，让他去搭计程车。
However, I asked him, if you live just around my father's house, please give me your address.
啊，但是我也问他说，如果你就住在这附近的话，能不能你把你的地址给我
？And he gave the address and left.
他就给了我他的地址，然后就离开了。
10 minutes later, I saw a taxi just wandering around, circling around the block.
但是十分钟以后，我就看到有一个计程车在我这个地方转来转去。
There is no such address.
我就发现根本其实没有这样的一个地址。
I was deceived. I was fooled.
我当时觉得我被欺骗，我好像一个傻瓜一样。
I tried to be a good Christian.
我想成为一个好的基督徒。
And yet I was fooled.
但是好像同样，我现在也是。
I was stupid.
我觉得自己很愚蠢。
I feel.Very uneasy.
我觉得心里非常不平安。
And somehow the feeling is worse than I lost big money.
这样的感受真的是比我失去这些钱要差很多。
I feel very resentful.
我觉得真的是非常的愤恨。
So after a few hours, I drove back to Poughkeepsie.
那过了几个小时后，我就开车回到了 Poughkeepsie.
40 minutes later, I received a phone call.
但是过了大概40分钟的时间，我就接到了一个电话。
My brother called me.
我的哥哥给我打了这个电话。
Now you have to understand, we haven't talked to each other for almost 2 years because he was so busy.
你要知道，在当时其实我和我哥哥大概只有2年的时间没有通过电话，因为他当时非常的忙。
And he said, George, I have something to tell you. I really don't understand why I'm making this call.
那个时候我哥哥在电话上说。George, 我真的要 我想打电话给你，尽管我并不知道这个话代表什么样的意思。
He said, as I was praying today, God keep telling me to tell you He knows.
因为我在今天在灵修的时候，在祷告的时候，神就不停地跟我说，要我打电话给你，要我告诉你说，神他都知道。
I start sobbing.
在那个时候我就开始哭泣。
I'm so shameful.
我觉得我自己真的是很
羞愧。Just a few dollars and hold in my heart.
就是为了几块钱，好像我的心就受到伤害。
Now God is going through the prayer and asking my brother to give him a call, and he knows.
但是我看到神却感动我的哥哥弟兄给我打电话，告诉我说他都知道。
Let me ask a question. If you know God knows everything,
如果我问大家一个问题，如果神告诉你说他知道所有的一切
，If you happen to really know He knows everything about you, is that a good news or bad news?
如果你真的知道神知道你所有的一切的事情，对你来说是好消息还是不好的消息
？Everything in your head, everything you watch, everything you said, everything you heard, is that a good news or bad news?
所有的事情，不论你头脑中所想的，你嘴里所说的，你耳朵所听到的，这样的，若神知道这一切的事情，对你来说是好消息吗？
好消息啊 ！God bless you。
好消息，感谢神。
That's scary。
对我来说，我觉得其实是非常好像有点让我可怕的一件事情。
Every filthy thought in my mind, He knows。
因为头脑中所想的一切不洁净的。神都知道。
Every gossip I said, He knows.
所有我说的谣言，神也知道。
Every evil thought, He knows.
我所有头脑里面所有的一些不好的想法，神也都知道。
And yet, in this conversation, he knows everything about that woman.
在这个对话当中，我们看到主耶稣他知道撒玛利亚妇人的一切。
And yet, he said to the woman, "I know everything, but I'm here. I want to accept you."
但是他对撒玛利亚妇人说，我知道你所发生的一切，但是我在这个地方，我愿意来接纳你。
I love you.
我爱你。
Please don't talk about savior of the world. I'm here to save you, singular.
我不是官方讨论是世界的救主，我在讨论的是我是你个人的救主。
I have been struggling when I was first when I accept the Lord.
当我刚刚信主的时候，我也有很多的挣扎。
And it comes to the time that I need to be baptized. I want to be baptized and join the church.
那个时候我需要受洗，我也想要能够加入教会。
Now, our church at the time was very strict. You have to go through very stringent examination to be passed in order to be baptized.
当时我们的教会是一个非常严格的教会，我们需要通过 一系列的一些考试或者检验，我要通过那些我才能够来受洗。
So on that day, I need to fight, I was 15 years old, I was facing five deacons in a small room.
那个时候我那个时候才15岁，那在受洗前呢，我就面对了有五个执事的一些问题。
So the question is, do you believe Jesus is your personal savior?
那其中的一个问题就是说，你是不是相信主是你个人的主，救主。
Me personal? No, he is the savior of the world, I answer.
那个时候我想说，好像不是我个人的救主，他是世界的救主。
I flunked the exams.
然后我就没有能够通过那个考试。
I said, you church crazy? Don't you want member? And I got rejected?
那个时候我想说，哇，你们是不是头脑有问题？你们难道不希望教会人数成长吗？你居然把我给拒绝了。
Now I understand.
那个是现在我明白。
God doesn't want to be the savior of the world as your understanding.
我想神不单是想只是成为好像这个世界的救主。
God want to be your singular you, your savior.
主要想成为你个人的救主。
The Samaritan woman danced around saying there is a Messiah, there is about how Jews worship, how Samaritan worship. Jesus continued to steer the conversation back saying, I want to save you.
我看到当撒玛利亚妇人她环顾左右而言，她说你们有弥赛亚，我们的敬拜方式是不一样的时候，这个时候主耶稣基督他来掌控了这样的对话，他要告诉他说，我要成为你个人的救主。
You may have a problem life. Jesus said, don't worry, but I need you to face your sin. And yet, I'm here waiting for you to come.
也许你的生命生活当中有各样的问题，但是没有关系，我要你面对你的生命当中的问题，我也在这个地方为你来接纳你，成为你的救主。
I want to satisfy your life.
我愿意来满足你的生命。
Now the Samaritan woman at the time realized this person claimed to be the savior of the world. He's Messiah, he's Christ.
在那个时候，撒玛利亚的妇人就才真正的明白，这个称为自己是世界的救主的，也就是弥赛亚。
Only at the time she was awestruck.
在那个时候，她真是感到非常的吃惊，非常的惊讶。
Because only at the time she realized the savior of the world, the creator of universe, come here to have a divine appointment to her one-on-one, just say, I love you.
因为她意识到世界的创造者，这世界的救主，却和她有这样的一个约会，要在这个地方告诉她说，我爱你。
No wonder she changed.
这就是为什么我们知道撒玛利亚妇人她完全的改变了。
Because she found the fountain of life.
因为她找到了生命的活水。
She no longer feel insecure.
她不再感到生命中好像没有确据。
Her value doesn't no more is trying to establish on the relationship between he and other men.
她的生命的价值不再是建立在她和其他的男人的关系上面。
Bondage has been released. Because the creator of the world knows her and understands her value. And give her value, say, you can go. I'm not asking Pharisee or any high religious leader to go and tell, you go. She found the source of water. And she got the acceptance from God. And she becomes hilarious, and she wants everyone to receive this good news. And she go around saying, someone told me about my past. Could you believe it? The funny thing is, when she told the town about what Jesus, the conversation she had with Jesus, she didn't talk about the theology Jesus told her. She didn't say worship God need to be spirit and truth. She didn't say the way Samaritan being worshipped for generations has been wrong. Those are very important spiritual truths, the biblical truths. And Jesus didn't even tell his own disciples. Jesus told her, and she did. That's not the content of what she was preaching to others. She only went around and told people about her story. You know what? People accept it and believe it. About more than 10 years ago, I happened to know a woman from Shanghai. She came to church. And she talked to me saying, you know, I worry for my husband because even though I'm a believer, my husband wasn't a believer. He said, George, could you and Michelle arrange some time so I and my husband can go to your house to have a dinner together, and perhaps during the conversation, you can preach something about gospel to my husband. So I start to study the four spiritual laws. I look through the book about how to preach. That day when the husband and wife came to my house, they start talking, we had a good time. And here comes to the time my heart stopped pumping. I think, this is about time I can talk to him about Jesus. As I was about to start saying, I said, do you know about Christianity? And he said, George, don't you talk to me about Christianity. I can talk to you about Christianity if you can prove to me there is no UFO. What? This is not on my study guide. Someone will ask that question. Could you believe it? You know, they list all the possible questions. There is no such question saying someone may ask you about UFO.
UFO
What does this have to do with anything?
啊，这样的一个问题，跟我们的信仰，跟我们任何事情有什么关联吗？
You know, at the time, I'm speechless.
啊，在那个时候，我真是无言以对。
So I only told him.
啊，我就跟他说。
A few months ago, we purchased the house.
啊，我就跟他说啊，大概在几个月前，我们刚刚买了我们的第一个房子。
And during the purchasing process, I had several sleepless nights.
在我们买房子过程当中，我们有几个晚上，我真的是心里非常不平安，睡不好。
And then I pray to God and I receive comfort.
啊，那我就跟神祷告，也就从神那里领受了平安。
And he smiled.
啊，然后他笑了笑。
And they went home.
啊，然后他们就离开回家了。
I feel so stupid. What type of testimony was that?
我觉得真是感到自己真是非常的愚蠢。
I didn't tell him about four spiritual law.
我没有跟他讲福音的思虑。
I didn't tell him anything about Jesus.
我也没有跟他讲任何关于耶稣的事情。
I only made a fool about myself because I have a sleepless night because of purchasing a house.
我好像在他面前让我显得自己很愚蠢，因为我就是为了买房子事情，我却有失眠的事情。
8 days later.
啊，但是过了八天以后。
The wife called me.
太太就打电话给我。
She said, "I don't know what happened."
她说，她告诉我说，啊，我不知道发生了什么样的事情。
She said, "My husband said he wants to go to church."
她说，我的丈夫现在我想要去教会。
I said, "What happened?"
然后她说，她到底是发生什么样的事情？
He said there are two properties they own in Pennsylvania.
然后他说，哦，他说因为我们家在宾州，我们有两块，有两个房产。
And there are some problems with the property.
啊，那两处的房产呢，我们有一些方面的问题。
And my husband started losing sleep over these two properties.
我的丈夫已经开始为了那两处房产的问题，已经没有办法入睡。
And all of a sudden, he remembered what George said.
啊，在那个时候，他就想到了 George 所说的。
You know, God is not asking us to be all like John the Baptist. But God is asking us that you can be Samaritan woman. Just take down your face, the mask. Just present your life to others.Just tell people what Jesus has done, no matter how foolish that was.
就是告诉大家，主耶稣在你生命中所成就的一切，不论好像有些事情看上去有多么的愚蠢。
And you just do what Samaritan woman has done.
你就做撒玛利亚妇人她所做的一切。
She said, "Come and see."
她说，来，来看。
Because Samaritan woman understand she's limited. There's so much. There's nothing much she can preach more.She just said, "Come and see. Now I present my life. Now and come and see Jesus." Bring people Bible. Copy of Bible. Bring people to church.And let them meet God one-on-one, face-to-face.
In
2006, I happened to know a woman co-worker right next to my office. She came to my office to share one incident. She said exactly 1 year ago, her 15-year-old son was drowned in Long Island Jones Beach. She said, "My son was drowned because he tried to save his friends who happened also was playing in the ocean."
他告诉我说，他的儿子会淹死，是因为他想去救他的同伴。
His friends were saved, but he was drowned.
他儿子的同伴被救了，但是他儿子却淹死。
2 days after his death,
他儿子淹死两天以后
She made a decision to kill herself. She went to the exact same spot where her son was drowned. As she was entering the big wave into the ocean, all of a sudden she heard a voice. The voice said, "Don't hurt yourself. Your son is with me. You will see him and me. Sometimes in the future, don't hurt yourself." God knows. However, this is not the real testimony. The reason why she tried to commit suicide because at the time she had three immoral relationships with three other men. Now, two of them happened to be married, and she didn't know. She was deceived, and even had their children. So she lived in a world. She started to totally distrust any man. And therefore, she put all of her hope on her sons. Now, this older son who happened to be good academically, who went to special high school in New York City, just accepted the Lord 5 months before his death. And he told the gospel to his mom. Her mom didn't accept it. And now the son died. She was helpless. She has no man to depend on. She hungered for the relationship to have her value. And finally, there's some good relationship finally with a man, but happened to be her son, and she lost that. She lost everything. And yet, because God told her, "I know you," she was saved. Saved right in that incident. Before I was preaching about her life experience here, I talked to her on Friday, just 3 days before today.
2 days.
I say, "Can I share about your story to others? About how you put your hope on the relationship with other men?" I say, "Is it I'm intruding too much of your privacy?" She said, "Go ahead, tell it all, as long as bring people to see Jesus."
他说去告诉所有的人，只要能够让人信主。
She is the modern day Samaritan woman.
她就是现代的撒玛利亚妇人。
May we be the Samaritan woman.
愿我们也成为撒玛利亚妇人。
There are times in our life we feel dry.
在我们生命当中，有些时候我觉得干渴。
Maybe there are some decisions we couldn't make.
也许是一些决定我没有办法。
Maybe there's some goal we continuously try to pursue. And we just see failures and after failures. But if you're sitting here today, I believe Jesus already sat right next to the well. He already had an encounter with you. He said that's his divine appointment with you face to face, one on one. And he said, I know you. No matter how much you try to hide, I know you. And I can accept you. I'm going to supply my living water for you. Just come. And I supply. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. I don't know today, is there anyone want to say to Jesus, hey, Jesus, I'm willing to accept this water. If there's anyone here would like to receive this water and knowing that Jesus had a divine appointment with you, he must pass your life, and you know exactly what I'm talking about today. You may raise your hand, I'm going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. All right, let's pray. And Lord, as we come to you, our bondage is released. Because you know us. Even though you know us, you say you are still going to save us. We thank you, Lord. Please supply this living water to us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.